my name is Zach Zombie, and I'm in a book called Die of a Minecraft Zombie Down the Drain by Pixel Kid. At the start of the book, I am screaming because my mom forgot to turn on my nightlight. Then I explain that I am afraid of clowns, and then I say that I'm going to try to be courageous and stuff. Then I hear my little brother tune in, and I call my mom. The next day, I note that all the houses have mushroom tops, and sewer pipes are popping up everywhere. I explain then how it's nice to have a sewer and how I have where our poop goes. Next, I went to my friend Steve to see if he had any tips to be brave. He said I should face my fears and kick them in the butt. The next day, I heard some sounds coming from one of the sewer pipes. And then I heard, it's a me, Michael. And then he introduced himself and his brother Luigi to me. They said they were from the Italian biome and that they were sewer workers. Then they asked me if I had seen a sewer fairy princess. I said that I hadn't. The next day, I woke to the sound of clanking from the sewer workers hooking up pipes to our house. Since I couldn't get back to sleep, I watched cartoons and saw this message. We interrupt this completely brainless kid show for an important announcement. It appears there have been a series of mob disappearances around town. A few missing mob kids were last seen at the entrance to the new town sewer system. Some say they were eaten by alligators. Others say they were abducted by aliens living in the sewers. Others say they got what they deserve for playing around a creepy entrance to the city sewer system. But if you have any information of the whereabouts of these mob kids, like if you find a shoe with one of the kids' names on it written in red marker, do not go bravely in search of them in the town sewers. Instead, call the town police department right away. Now, back to our regularly scheduled, utterly senseless children's entertainment. The next day, my class had a field trip to an amusement park. I went into a haunted house and lost my butt. That night, me, Skelly, Slimy, and Creepy went in. I got my butt back, but lost everything but my head and my butt. Later that week, I took a different route home because some kids posted a video of me and the other guys going through the haunted house. I got lost and found Marco and Luigi, and they tried to get me to follow them through the sewers. I ran and found this strange house in the woods, and a clown came out of it. The next day, there was a message on TV basically stating that Marco, Luigi, and the clown could be responsible for the children's disappearances. The day after, I accepted a dare to go into the sewers for 15 minutes and got locked in all night. Marco and Luigi escorted me, got locked in all night. Marco and Luigi escorted me out, but they got captured by a giant orange turtle. The next day, me and Steve went into the sewers to try to find Marco and Luigi and the missing kids. We met a little dinosaur named Sushi who helped us get to the castle that had Marco and Luigi, and a weird little man called Frogsworth Cuddlebottom helped us too. When we got to the castle, Sushi betrayed us and locked us up. We did escape eventually and fought the clown and won. I got back home and wasn't scared of the dark or clowns anymore. Some hard words are mob, which is an animal or any living, moving thing, whereabouts, which means where they are, and fought, which means to fight.